crossing over live to our beloved Allama Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. He's in Arafat, and Arafat is here in South Africa, and Mufti Abdul Qadir is in the plains of Arafat. Let's go to him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Maulana Arafat, and we are in Arafat, all with the mercy and grace of all Majallah Jalla wa Ala. Let me just give you an update of what is happening, and then whatever questions, inshallah, you want to ask, you can ask, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, who sustain Narisha and Cherisha of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for bringing the Hujjaj and all of us to Arafat with afiyat, siha, and izzah. And Almighty Allah brought us here with safety, comfort. Arafat looks beautiful today. Masha Allah, the helicopter is hovering above our head, and you can see that it is quite hot today, but inshallah, Allah's mercy, we hope special mercy will descend more so in the afternoon, and then inshallah, Allah's mercy again, we hope and pray for some droplets and some rain, inshallah. So here where we are is first time I see Arafat like this. The camps, mashallah, every person has been given his own mattress and own pillow, and this green carpet everywhere. And in front of the washrooms and toilets, there's red carpet. So I think they want the Hajis to think properly before they go to the bathrooms and so forth. Nevertheless, then we find the Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Al Sheikh, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He was delivering the khutbah and the salat from 1981 up to last year, 35 years. Subhanallah, he delivered the khutbah and salat from Masjid Namira to millions of people. However, this year, due to ill health, he's apologized, and the reports coming through are telling us that Sheikh Fazilatu Sheikh Salih bin Humaid Hafidhullah, who is the most senior imam and the oldest imam in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, in Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama, he will render the khutbah and the salat today from Masjid Namira, plus minus 100,000 people assembled there. The masjid can only accommodate 5,000-6,000, but people are flocking, a sea of people, and all dressed in their white ihram. Where we are, it is called the area for African pilgrims, non-Arab African pilgrims. So you will see people from Nigeria, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, and so many other countries, obviously including South Africa. And the expected crowd this year is just around 2 million or a little bit less than that. But obviously people are trying from the local areas, Makkah, Jeddah, to get in some way and somehow. So all those are not counted officially because they try every route. It is a special day to be in Arafat today. This is the day 9th of Zilhijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a memorable khutbah, which is called the last sermon and the khutbah of Hajjatul Wida. Then at Jabalur Rahma in that area, the master alayhi salatu salam made hukuf for 5-6 hours, crying, begging Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for this ummah and for hidayat for humanity and posterity, the greatest dua. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Nabi before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So the Hajis are now resting, and inshallah just now, half an hour, 45 minutes time, we'll wake them all up. The men will take ghusl, and then we all will be ready, waiting for the adhan to go. Then we combine the salat, zuhur and asr, and then dua, and more dua, inshallah. Then inshallah, at around 4 to 5 or so Saudi time, the collective dua, yeah. and then inshallah everybody after sunset will proceed to Muzdalifa inshallah. We make dua that all Allah accepts every person's hajj and make it incident free and bring every Muslim from every country to this holy place of Arafat, Maulana Arafat.
Gee, Maulana Arafat, Jazakumullah khair, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Ustad, there's a question here from a Rivet. Anonymous sister says that she came across the hadith, and the hadith says, Al-Hajj wa Arafah. So she wants to know, why does the hadith say Hajj is Arafat? Why specific Arafat, Ustad?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was highlighting the importance of Arafat. And this hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And Imam Tirmidhi commented after mentioning this hadith, هذا الحديث أم المناسك, that this hadith highlights the most important dimension and aspect of Hajj. A person must be here in the state of Ihram and consecration. And then in the afternoon, once the whole time starts and that person is here, then he has fulfilled the greatest farz and aspect of Hajj. Obviously, there are others. You have to be state of Ihram. Mm-hmm. You have to perform the Wafu Ziyarah. But the one that has the greatest prominence, importance, and significance is to be on the plains of Arafat, Maidan-e-Arafat, today, the 9th of Zilhijjah, in the state of Ihram. And that's why Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah.
Ustana, the person says, will shaitan trouble us on the day of Arafat?
Remember that on this day, all Makkallah Jalla wa Ala as the Malaika, Baha Bihim Malaika, all Makkallah boast about the Hujjaj that, Malaika, see what are these people, they have come, Shu'usan, Ghubran, that their hair is unkempt and their ihrams are also not so clean and everything. And what are they asking for? So the Malaika say they have come for forgiveness. All Majallah says, I'm making you witness. Inni qad ghafartu lahum. Indeed, I have forgiven each one of them in Arafat who is in the state of Ihram. The Malaika said, Ya Allah, this one person just came just like that. His intention was not really Hajj. Said, even he, because he is in Ihram and in the Maidan of Arafat, even he is forgiven. Subhanallah, the hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, and then it goes on, that on this day of Arafat, all Makkallah humiliates this gracious shaitan like no other day. He takes the sand and the dust, and he throws it upon himself. I want to lead humanity astray, the shaitan says, but Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay. My mercy envelopes and encompasses everything. He forgives everybody in Arafat who is a true Muslim, who is in a state of Ihram, and who has come here with proper Iman and Islam. All Mighty Allah Jalla Wala forgives each one. So the shaitan tries his level best, but the mercy of Allah is much greater than the plots and plans of shaitan. Inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. The plotting and planning of shaitan is very weak. Our Rahim, our Kareem, our beloved, our forgiving Allah was, is, will always be omnipresent, all-powerful, all-forgiving. That is the manifestation of the mercy of all, Majallah Jalla Wala.
Ustad, before you leave us, inshallah, one more question. The listener says that, was it part of the final sermon, the final khutbah? Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Radhitu Lakum Al-Islam Deena.
On this day of Arafat, all Makkallah Jalla Wala revealed that Mubarak and blessed verse to Habibuna wa Shafi'una Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Radhitu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Therefore, when one Jew told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if that ayat was revealed upon us, we should have made Eid and celebrated it. Sayyidina Umar said, O Jew, I know exactly the time and the place it was revealed. It was revealed in Arafat on the occasion of Hajj on the 9th of Zilhijjah, on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where all Mighty Allah speaks about the deen is complete. This means as far as the ahkam and the rules go. So that way it does not mean that this was the last verse to be revealed, because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life Mubarak continued still for 3 months. And on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, then the demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. So it means that as far as the Sharia went, the laws went, so this was one of the last verses. And therefore we should always remember, from Makkah Mukarramah we take Zamzam, from Medina Munawwara we take the dates, and from Arafat we take the message of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Whosoever is present here in Arafat, go and convey and propagate this message to all. So mashallah, our vehicle of CII, all might Allah takes it to all four corners of the world. And now we have listeners also listening in different parts of the world. So in that way, we practice on this hadith. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Ameen. Make us the khadim of your deen. Ameen. And Ya Allah, grant us all a maqbool hajj and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa from all the enemies. And oh Almighty Allah, make this hajj an incident-free hajj. Oh beloved Allah.
Ameen. Ustaz, Jazakumullahu khair. We ask you inshallah, since you are in the plains of Arafah, when you are making special dua, Ustaz, take my name that Allah Ta'ala grant me a good neck, Salih Pius wife, inshallah.
We'll make special dua for all of you, inshallah. And remember the entire ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved Allama, Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah.